Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. Hope all is well in your very hot world. I am thrilled to have with me once again someone who has kind of become my Wikipedia for any number of topics relating to conservation and the impact of climate change. Welcome Kim Franklin, conservation research scientist at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. Thanks so much for being here again.
Thank you.
And this time I'd like to pick your brain about butterflies. They're not just beautiful, they're pollinators. They play an important role in our ecosystem. What's happening with our Western monarch population?
Yeah, butterflies are super important members of ecosystems. They're not just pollinators, but they're food for so many other species too. There's two populations of monarchs. The famous one is the eastern one that migrates from Mexico all the way up to Canada. And then there's also a western population that migrates from overwintering sites in California into the interior of the western United States. A group called the Xerces Society, a nonprofit, has been doing Thanksgiving butterfly counts every year for the past 20 years to try and monitor their population. And their population hit the lowest point ever recorded this past winter. So they aren't doing great right now. But many agencies have come together to try and figure out what to do to improve the situation. So there are a lot of people working hard to try and find solutions to this problem.
But what can you do?
So monarchs are dependent on milkweeds. So you can plant milkweeds.
Right.
So there's milkweeds available from nurseries around town that focus on native plants. And the monarchs require, that's what their larval host plant is. So they require milkweeds. And even a small number of milkweeds can support them. And you can also plant any plant that produces nectar. Native plants are better than non-native plants. But they need nectar as they make this long migration. So in Arizona, we're really in this interesting place at the crossroads of the eastern and western populations. Some monarchs will even spend the entire year in Arizona. They don't migrate. You can also go online and find so many different citizen science efforts that are monitoring monarch migration, and you can help report observations of monarchs that are passing through Tucson. So there's lots of things that anyone who has a little piece of land that they can do a little bit of planting on, or even if you don't, you can monitor migrating
monarchs. You can put them in a pot in your yard.
You can.
So just be aware. That's the whole thing about native species and planting things like that, and just a little bit that you can do, and if a lot of us do it, it makes a big difference, and we better start doing it. And to find out more about the important work of the Desert Museum, just visit desertmuseum.org. And if you want to hear past episodes of this program, you can hear them on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And you can learn more about the work of Mrs. Green's World by visiting mrsgreensworld.com.